Hey there, Mike Robbins here with another video message. This week we're going to talk a little bit about appreciating and embracing our age. So I turned 40 this Friday, and I've been thinking a lot about age and a lot about turning 40, reflecting on my life and this kind of big birthday, you know. And it's interesting because I think this happens for a lot of us, especially with milestone birthdays, you know. Doesn't feel like I thought it would feel whenever I thought about it back in the past. You know, 40 seemed really old to me when I was a kid, and teenager, even probably when I was in my 20s. But now that I'm here, it doesn't feel quite like that. And, you know, one of the things I've been thinking about is for many years of my life, especially when I was young, I wanted to be older, right? I wanted to be older. I wasn't old enough. I wanted to drive. I wanted to go to college. I wanted to graduate from college. I wanted all the different things that we tend to do when we're younger. And, you know, what's interesting is that I've been in my 30s, I've started to notice and pay attention to the way our culture talks about, thinks about, and just sort of engages with age and aging. And, you know, all of us feel a little different about it, I guess, depending on our background and our personality and maybe our culture, maybe our gender plays into it, maybe a lot of different things, how it was talked about in our family. But, you know, our culture, at least here in the U.S. for sure, and I think it's true in other parts of the world as well, focuses a lot on youth, on beauty, on productivity, on a lot of things that are important to some degree, but also can tend to be superficial and very much about the external. And one of the things we don't do a very good job of, in our culture in particular, is really embracing aging, embracing growing older and the wisdom that comes along with that and the eldership that comes along with that. And I'm at a point in my life where I'm not feeling that specifically as much, but just thinking a lot about, you know, 40 definitely doesn't feel old, but it doesn't feel young like a kid or like a teenager. It definitely feels like grown-up time. So as I've been thinking more about it and my own personal intention as I turn 40, I've been thinking a lot about self-acceptance and self-compassion. And one of the things in particular that has been a challenge for me at times in my life is accepting myself physically as my physical appearance and body change and grow. Also just accepting the changes of life and really embracing them. You know, one of the beautiful gifts that I received in the last week from my sister was she put together some videos from when we were kids. You know, my dad took Super 8 videos when, you know, in the 70s, when that was the kind of video cameras that were available. But, and we used to watch them when we were young, but she got them converted onto DVDs finally and gave them to me as a gift. So I've had a chance to look at and watch videos of me as a baby and a toddler and a child and from our childhood, and seeing images of my parents and of my sister and myself when we were little, and a lot of family members and relatives, many of whom since have passed away or of course have gotten much older because those videos were from 35 or 40 years ago, and just kind of stepping back and really looking at the cycles of life and where some of those people were in their lives at that time when I was born and when I was a child and where I was at that time and where I am now, and thinking about my girls and where they are and their ages. And it's been a really healing and very beautiful experience, but it's had me think more specifically and more broadly about just life and age and growth and how it unfolds. And I think one of the things that we have a tendency to do that doesn't serve us at all is to resist where we are, to fight against nature to some degree. And that can show up in the form of resisting or feeling resentful for the age that we're at. Maybe we're feeling too young and immature and not there yet, whatever that means. Maybe we're feeling too old and past our prime, or, oh, remember the good old days. But as I talked about in last week's message, it's about staying in the present moment. When we're focused on the past, it's about regret. Or sometimes even comparing ourselves in the present to the past and idealizing the past, which creates suffering. And at times, as we look to or long for the future, or worry about the future, as it were, we miss out on our present experience, where this is where all the power is. This is where life actually happens, right here and right now. And one of the best practices that can bring us into the present moment is to appreciate exactly who we are, where we are, and the age that we are right now. Not wishing it away, not wanting it to be different. You know, I often will say when I'm speaking, but I say this as a reminder to myself, that right now will at some point in the future be the good old days. So what if we could appreciate right now as the good old days? And wherever we are on our journey of life, whatever number we are in terms of number of years walking around on the planet, there's so many blessings and gifts for being exactly the age that we are. And our challenge is, can we find those gifts? Can we embrace this experience right now? And can we appreciate it for all that it is? Even maybe some of the challenges associated with it. Thanks for watching. I look forward to connecting with you this way sometime very soon.